Jays back in action tonight down in the Bronx. They lose last night. They were in that game. They had opportunities late. And they've made some roster adjustments as well because, well, Donaldson is not back yet. And we don't really know when he's coming back. But Kendrys Morales coming off the DL. And Lourdes Gurriel Jr. will be making his MLB debut tonight. Here's Richard Griffin from the Toronto Star. What's happening, Rich?
Hey, guys. Let me just check in on that Austin Matthews thing. I was listening to your conversation earlier, and I had a heart-to-heart with Josh Donaldson on the field. He stopped me, and we talked for 10, 15 minutes about the duties of these guys and what his duty is as one of the senior guys on the team. And he said that one of his duties was to come out and talk for the team when it wasn't going well, and that no matter how he played, he came out and stood in front of his locker, and, you know, not always right away, but he felt that that was, as a senior guy, as a leader, that was part of his duty. So I sort of thought that Matthews needs to do that before he becomes a captain.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question in terms of how the Leafs are going to review everything. We've always just believed it's a foregone conclusion he's going to be the captain come this summer.
One other element to it, Brian, for all the fans that are like, the fake outrage, the one thing you got to give the kid, when you're pissed off, you at least care.
Yeah.
Right? You're disappointed, you're pissed off, you're furious, so that means you care about what you're doing out there.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean,
you know, like,
but Donaldson, he's as fiery as he gets. Yeah, you know,
well, the guy's 20 years old. Let's not make this into a...
No, but, you know, I mean, Griff, you've been doing this for a long time, waiting for guys to come out of the showers or waiting to get into the locker room or the media room or whatever. You know, I mean, this is a good opportunity to have someone of your stature on the show where, like, speak on behalf of the media members, because you know how it is. I'm sure you get it a lot of times. Fans are always like, oh, shut up, who cares? You know, they're going to be pro player, not pro beat reporter who's waiting for a quote.
Yeah, the most impressed I was ever was when Kirk Gibson hit his pinch hit home run in the World Series, and Dennis Eckersley, 15 minutes after the game, came out and stood in front of his locker and spoke for a half hour. And to me, that's what a veteran, that's what a leader. And, you know, Austin Matthews is 20 years old, and I agree. I think O-Dog said that's why you hold off a year and you wait and see and let him sort of get a view of the landscape before he takes on that C. So, but, I mean, the Eckersley thing, the Donaldson thing, Jose Bautista was always very good at the end of a losing road trip to come out and talk about it, not just his performance, but the team. And, you know, in baseball, there's no captain, but you can see who the captains are.
With Richard Griffin from the Toronto Star. Speaking of Donaldson, I mean, he's on the DL, and it doesn't sound like he's returning at any time soon. I mean, it could be a week, could be 2 weeks, who knows. Yet I feel like, you know, because they keep winning, and moreover, because they keep producing offensively, Donaldson's kind of off the radar a little bit right now, Griff.
Well, I think he has an input into when he comes back, and I think even if he can't play third base at the moment, he's got to come back at some point and get his bat into the lineup when he gets comfortable swinging again. I think that what the lineup changes show with Teoscar Hernandez being in the outfield and probably going to play all the time, and Randall Grichuk on the bench, and then bringing up Lourdes Gurriel. This shows me that this team is playing for this year, that the GM wants to win this year. I mean, if they just said, Grichuk, you go out there every day, we'll wait until you come out of your slump, I think that would have been a bad sign for fans in that, oh, yeah, we know he's our right fielder of the future and we can afford to wait because we're not expecting to win this year. I think what would really show something in terms of the organization would be if Randall Grichuk, when Donaldson came back, was designated for assignment. Nobody's going to pick up a $2.8 million contract for a guy hitting under 100. And I think they could clear him through waivers and get him down to Buffalo, have him straighten himself out. But you're taking a chance that somebody's going to select him and put him in their outfield. And you lose him, and that would look bad on the organization because you traded away Dominic Leone and Connor Green, who's an up-and-coming pitcher. But at least it would show that you want to win this year, and I think that that's exactly what might happen.
Well, someone hitting under 100, Griff, I don't even consider that a loss. You said you might want to lose him. That's just go away.
Well, that's it. I mean, if they've got so many young outfielders backed up in the organization led by Teoscar Hernandez. And Anthony Alford is one of the top 100 major league prospects. He's now on the active list back at Buffalo. You got Dalton Pompey, and you got all the guys that are up here right now. I mean, Grichuk doesn't even fit in the top 7 or 8 in that list.
And then you've got Gurriel Jr., who's making his debut tonight, and I believe he's coming straight up from Double A. And this kid, he's been lighting up the minors, and I'm curious to see what he's got making his debut tonight. I mean, what do you make of this move, and what should we be expecting with him going forward?
I think it's a good move. I think it's a great move because here's a guy that they signed. He wasn't a kid when they signed him out of Cuba. He was 23 years old. They waited for his 23rd birthday so they could sign him under the basic agreement. They're paying him major league money. He's making 1.6 guaranteed this year. And, you know, they're playing Devin Travis 2 out of every 3 games, and over 162 games. That's a tough thing to do. And Lourdes Gurriel, I've seen him 2 springs in a row. He's young and athletic, which is exactly what Ross Atkins has said he wants this team to become. I think he's going to be an improvement defensively at second base. I don't know how many games he's going to play there, but you know he's going to play 1 out of every 3 at least because that's the way John Gibbons is going. But I think it's a good move. I think Teoscar Hernandez in the outfield every day is a good move, and I think that it shows fans that they want to win right now.
Great stuff as always, Richard. We appreciate it, man. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, guys, anytime.
Here's Richard Griffin from the Toronto Star.
I want to go out with that guy once. Think he'll go out for beers with us?
Yeah.
Probably.
He's a grizzled vet. He's such a beauty.
He is.
He's been around the block many times.
He's like a Sean Connery type.
Yeah. He's such a good guy.